Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
October the 13th, Enjoying Creation.
All this week, Derek considers Hebrews 4 verse 1. Since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it.
Today he shows us how a true holiday is indeed a holy day. We talk about tithing, what God demands of our resources. But what about God's demands on our time? From the Israelites, God demanded one day out of seven, a higher proportion than that which he demanded of their material possessions. How many people in the church today really give God one day out of seven? That's one reason that there are so many nervous breakdowns. There are frustrated, frantic, busy people who never get the job done. God was the first one who rested. He worked, then rested. A Palestinian Arab friend of mine who owns many restaurants said, God didn't work because he had a family to support, and God didn't rest because he was tired. It was on a much higher level than that. God worked because he's a creator. God rested, I believe, because he wanted to enjoy what he'd created. If we never take time to enjoy what we've created, we are in a miserable condition. Which takes more faith, to work or to rest? Israel failed to enter into rest because of unbelief. Why can a Christian not rest? Also because of unbelief. That's the diagnosis of the problem. Relaxation comes in knowing that God initiated it. My wife and I used to go away on vacation. But vacation means that you have nothing to do. It's taken from the word vacant. Sometimes, though, it's good to have nothing to do. But my wife and I felt that vacation was the wrong word to use. Instead, we called these periods holidays, which means holy day. God showed us that it's a sin to never take a holiday. In Israel's calendar, as God ordained it, many holidays were required. There were no options. They are God-ordained holidays, not because someone wants to be lazy, but because God has said to take a holiday. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the promise of entering your rest. I proclaim that God rested to enjoy what he created, and I will do the same. I shall fear lest I fail to rest in Christ. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.